SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hamas top political leader killed in an airstrike in Tehran. BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell in Jerusalem.
Ismail Haniyeh, who was from Gaza but had lived in Qatar for several years, was with the heads of other regional armed groups backed by Iran at a ceremony for the swearing-in of the country's new president. Few details have been given about the attack which killed him and a bodyguard, but it would have been carefully planned. Israel's military says it doesn't comment on reports in foreign media. But one Hamas official has called this assassination a grave escalation. Another described it as a cowardly act that would not go unpunished.
Speaking after the airstrike, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that Israel will exact a heavy price from any aggression against us on any front. He did not mention the killing of Haniyeh. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro says he has asked the country's Supreme Court to conduct an audit of the presidential election. This comes after the opposition disputed his claim to have won and amid international calls to release detailed vote counts. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. is buying oil to replenish the strategic petroleum reserve.
The move to purchase more than 4.6 million barrels of crude by the Department of Energy is an attempt to refill the emergency stockpile that was drained by the Biden administration. Prior to the midterm elections in 2022, the Biden administration released more than 180 million barrels of oil in an effort to lower high prices after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. As of July 19th, the South Louisiana Reserve had about 374 million barrels of oil. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Dow up 306 points, the NASDAQ adding 466. This is SRN News. An upcoming trial challenging North Dakota's abortion ban has been canceled.
The judge in the case canceled the trial, which was scheduled for late August. It wasn't immediately clear why, but Judge Bruce Romanek is expected to rule soon on the future of the case. North Dakota outlaws abortion as a felony crime with some exceptions. Plaintiffs sued the state, arguing the ban is unconstitutionally vague about its exceptions for doctors and that its health exception is too narrow. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The Salvation Army providing emergency disaster relief in Alberta, Canada, where a massive wildfire decimated the town of Jasper. Some 25,000 people were forced to flee their homes, and about one-third of the town's structures have been destroyed. Salvation Army teams are providing meals to law enforcement officers as well as several hundred wildfire evacuees. This is SRN News. The Russian military has begun a third round of drills with tactical nuclear weapons, part of the Kremlin's messaging intended to force the West to limit its support for Ukraine. Indonesia introducing a series of anti-smoking tobacco measures to try to reduce one of the world's highest smoking rates.
The government's trying to reduce smoking by making it tougher to buy cigarettes, especially for young people. The minimum purchase age will rise from 18 to 21. The sale of single cigarettes is also banned in hopes of eliminating the method which children as young as 10 use to buy tobacco. A host of other measures will also come into play, including reducing cigarette advertising and sales near schools. But the tobacco industry is still very powerful inside Indonesia, and anti-smoking activists question if the new laws will be enforced.
BBC correspondent Celia Hatton. More details at srnnews.com.